the snowflakes fall as winter comes, and time just seems to fly.
Friends, this segment is brought to us by CVA Muzzleloaders. In my opinion, the very best muzzleloaders in the world, the ones that I shoot. You can check them out online, cva.com. Kubi's Wild Game Processing and Kubi's Restaurant in Dallas. And Vineyard Max, maker of some awesome deer attractant and some very fine game feeders and fish feeders, located down in Nacogdoches, Texas. Check them out at vineyardmax.net. Well, friends, I hope you've enjoyed our show thus far. I've had a good time visiting with Mr. Whitetail, my buddy Larry Wysoon, and my good friend Jeff Rice. Hope we've covered some topics that were of interest to you. If you like to hunt and fish, I bet we did, you know. I did allude to the fact that for many, over a decade, I've been hunting editor for an air gun magazine. It's called Air Gun Hobbyist. It's all about big bore and large caliber and small caliber air guns. So you can imagine doing what I do for them as the hunting editor. I've shot a lot of different air guns, both big bore and smaller. The PCP guns, now I really have an interest in those. Those are the ones that you pressure up with a compressor or an air tank. Now, the first one, Air Force Air Guns, came out with the Texan years back. And I was privileged to shoot one of the first 10 prototypes, not as a tester, but just to put them to work hunting. And it's a 45 caliber. I was highly impressed. I still have that gun. Still shoots like the day I bought it or got it there from Air Force. So it's the Texan came out. Well, Air Force Air Guns came out with an awesome, even more powerful gun. It's a 51 caliber called the Tex Rex. You can Google it there, Tex Rex by Air Force Air Guns. Check it out. This thing, I've had the model that I've got now for about 2 weeks, and I've been shooting it quite a bit. It's absolutely amazing that you can get that much power from air. Now, this thing pressures up to 4,500 PSI. Think about that a little bit. That's a lot of pressure. And the bullet, the biggest bullet, I believe, is a 620 grain. A guy named Robert Vogel, Mr. Hollowpoint is his name. He makes some awesome bullets for these things. But I didn't really want to shoot a 620 grain bullet. I downscaled, if you can call it downscaling, to a 385 grain Hollowpoint by Mr. Hollowpoint. It makes them. This thing is, I haven't had a chance yet to hunt with it. I'm planning on a hog hunt here in the next two or three nights, I should say. I put an ATN Excite digital scope on it, which is good for daytime or nighttime hunting. You use an IR at night, of course, with a digital. It's not thermal. But I thought that'd be the ideal sight or scope, you know, to put on that thing. I've got it sighted in at 100 yards, and it's shooting a 2-inch group. So people ask me, how many shots can you shoot with 4,500 PSI? About 3 is the answer. I would shoot, and, you know, I hunt with these things. I'm not a bench shooter. I mean, I shoot at the bench to sight things in. Then I'm all about how far can I effectively hunt with it. Well, this Tex Rex, at the first 2 shots out of that thing at 100 yards, you know, they're going to be within 1.5, 2 inches every time. And then that third shot, just a tad lower, not much. I'm talking about maybe 1 inch, maybe 2 inches, just depends on how steady old Luke can hold. But I want you to check these things out. Now, they're at the top end. They're the most powerful, production PCP guns that I know about. There might be others. I know they're probably, but this, I mean, I can't imagine getting more power than that out of an air rifle. Now, I've killed a lot of hogs. I'm talking about, I probably killed 25 or 30 hogs, estimating, with a Dragon Claw, Seneca Dragon Claw, that pressures up to 3,000 PSI. That'll get the job done. Don't think it won't. They have the Seneca 2 now. A little bit more powerful. So that's an option. I mean, But you're going. I use that a lot for sneaking in close at night. I keep thermals on there, the ATN on it too. I've got on my Seneca Dragon Claw. I've got ATN 4, which is a thermal scope, which you can use day or night. Some people think thermals are strictly for night hunting, but they're not. They work fine. Now, the thing about a digital scope, you can use its color, and you can use it just like filming. If you film through the scope, then the daylight, it's almost like using a 4K camera. I mean, the video is awesome. So that's two ends of the spectrum. Now, would I take the Seneca Dragon Claw and be shooting at a hog at extreme distances? By that, I'm talking about 100 yards. I wouldn't. I mean, it probably would do it. Your shot would have to be perfect. But within, I use 60 yards or closer for my Dragon Claw. But this Tex Rex, I'm going to tell you, is a war horse, is a good way to describe it. That thing is extremely powerful. And I would have no qualms if when I go hunting here a couple of nights from now, I'm not going to make. Now, I do think I could kill hogs a lot farther away than 100 yards, but I just don't shoot them that far. I'd have to know exactly the bullet drop. I'd have to know how far out and all that. I just like to me, hunting hogs is a lot of it is getting up close, getting in close and making a good shot. And I like to hunt them for meat. I usually shoot as a rule, if a big old boar's out there, or if he's if I'm hunting on a farmer's land that wants me to kill the big ones, well, I will. But a lot of times if I find a fat sow that weighs about 100 pounds, that's what I'm looking for. I'm thinking about pork chops and maybe back straps. And I even cure my own hounds at times, and smoke them at home. So I thought it'd be fun to just kind of recap the air gun world to you. A place to buy anything and everything for air guns is Pyramid Air. You can go online to pyramidair.com. You can ask questions. You can get, I guess they stock every popular air gun on the market right now. So you can also check out the Tex Rex if you want to, a really powerful one that should be shooting out there a long ways. You can check out the Seneca Dragon Claw. That's two that I've hunted with a great deal. Actually, the Texan I've hunted with a lot. The Tex Rex looks like it's built just like a Texan. The stock is the air bottle that's with a butt plate on it. That's the stock on the Air Force design. Absolutely awesome. Folks, I hope you've enjoyed our show. I've had a big time being with everybody. Do remember this show, after it runs on all of our great radio stations, becomes a podcast. And that podcast is called Catfish Radio with Luke Clayton and Friends. So go there and subscribe. Listen to us on the radio for sure first. That's where you're going to hear us first every week. But then if you miss something or you'd like to hear it again or whatever, Catfish Radio with Luke Clayton and Friends on all the formats where you can listen to podcasts. Folks, thanks for being with me. Hopefully you're ready for bow season. Hopefully you might already have a buck on the ground. We'll talk about that next week. Folks, that about wraps our show up for this week. I've enjoyed being with you, and I hope you had a good time, too. And, folks, we're also brought to you by the Choctaw Hunting Lodge up in southeast Oklahoma, located about, 45 minutes west of Hugo, Oklahoma, owned by the Choctaw Nation. It's about 45,000 acres of awesome mountain, country, hills, valleys, loaded with game. Lots of eastern turkey, and they do eastern turkey hunts if you're looking for a spot to hunt turkey in the spring.